This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. It's home to the legendary Star Wars and Indiana Jones franchises. It's Skywalker Ranch, just 40 minutes north of San Francisco, and it's not open to the public. Last spring, the Cypress String Quartet capped off their 20-year career by inviting a few friends and fans to join them at this legendary studio for the making of their live farewell recording of Johannes Brahms' string sextets. Cellist Jennifer Kletzel says it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
But also, I think people were really caught up in the music. I mean, these two sextets are so rich and warm, and the music sweeps you away. And I think the days passed very quickly with the two audiences were like, wait, that's it? We're done? Can we come back again? You know?
According to Jennifer, it was all part of a very intentional process.
We were really thinking about intimacy. So you already in a quartet that's been together for 20 years, we have a lot of time spent together. We open it up to play with our friends, Barry Schiffman and Zul Bailey. So, you know, that's intimate. We're playing with friends. And then we decided it'd be fun to play for friends. We had performed these pieces together with Barry and Zul many times before we went into the studio. And we thought we wanted to capture the same feeling we had when we were in a concert hall.
Well, let's talk about these two pieces of music. The first is the string sextet number 1 in B-flat, opus 18, an early work from the composer. He wrote it when he was 27. How do we hear the early voice of this composer? What do we hear that signifies this is an early work, perhaps?
When you think about the fact that Brahms is not going to actually publish a string quartet for another 15 years, but yet he was writing that form constantly, he was nervous to release a quartet because, you know, there were the shadows or the ghosts of Beethoven and Schubert and Mozart and everyone behind him. But this had a more symphonic feel to it. The textures could be bigger. You can use lower voices as melodic voices. It gave him more freedom, I think. So you see this, you know, younger composer experimenting. Then you fast forward 4 years ahead, so here we are at Opus 36, and he was engaged to a singer, and the engagement was broken off, and he's working out the feelings of love and loss and regret and yearning, and he does something that some composers had toyed with, which is he takes a cipher of the woman's name, her name was Agata, and he repeats it in the first movement of this piece. And then he juxtaposes that with another three-letter theme, A-D-E, Ade, which means farewell. So it's like he's saying goodbye to this love.
Is there a section in each of these works that you really look forward to playing?
You know, years ago, I was on one of those desert island disc shows where, you know, you had to choose 10 recordings you would take with you to a desert island. And I, at that time, said I would bring along the Opus 18 sextet, the return in the first movement of the main theme, so the recapitulation. And there is a phenomenal buildup to that return. And then the return is with all the four lower voices just singing it in the richest part of their, you know, instruments. To me, that part is so magical. And the Opus 36 sextet, oh my goodness, there's the middle section of the scherzo movement that you wonder where it came from, because suddenly it's like a raucous, dance. And then you go back to the more calm scherzo. It's when composers play with their expectations that I love them best.
The Cypress String Quartet engaging you and a few of their fans and friends in an intimate final performance of Brahms' string sextets. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.